Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With HodgePodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you out there that are looking for employment to find something that you enjoy instead of a job. I'm your host, Gene Hodge. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing all right, Mr. Gene.
Great. Ed's the guy that makes everything work and looks good. And for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you. I stress this on most shows. We see all of you. And if I were you, since I'm talking about non-traditional things, tell us what you like to do, what you enjoy doing, because we see you do whatever you do anyway. What you want to do is know how well you do it. And the only way you can know that is when we tell you. Anyway, so let me just think about that. However, we are just a few days off from a major hurricane that went through a few days ago. We're in the recovery mode. We're not even recovered yet. It's going to take a long time for us to recover in many parts of the country. Definitely even right here in Clearwater, Florida, we're still recovering. But in the recovery, it will require lots of help. Lots of things have to be rebuilt. which means there are going to be lots of job opportunities that are already out there, and more are going to be coming, because it's going to take a long time to rebuild all of what has been destroyed. And when I mean a long time, I'm going to say 2, 3, 4, 5 years type of rebuilding. But within that, we're going to need workers. We're going to need somebody that likes to do that. This show is about having you find something that you enjoy doing. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about all the things that you currently enjoy doing. See if any of that fits into some of the needs that I'm going to make, that I'm going to bring up. Because I think that if you like doing these things, then I believe you will be productive. Because I believe you're only productive when you're doing what you enjoy. And I also believe that when you got to do something that you don't want to do, there's no way you can be productive. And the sad part about it is we see it. Since you can't see you, we can see how productive or non-productive you are. So that's what I'd like to have you think about. But there's a tremendous opportunity for you to possibly find employment doing things that you like doing, provided you know how to go look in the mirror and begin to recognize what it is that you know how to do, what you like doing, which leads to a formula. And I'm going to tell you this formula, and then we're going to take a break. But here's the formula. I call this the formula for enjoyable employment. It is: do a self-assessment of yourself. Write down 3 to 5 things of things that you know how to do, the things that you enjoy doing, 3 to 5 things that you enjoy doing, 3 to 5 things that you know how to do, and 3 to 5 things that you don't like doing at all. But I'm going to suggest you take that. If you got 3 for those 3 categories, you got at least 3 between each category, that's 9 things. If you got 5 things that you wrote down for those categories, if you wrote those down and looked at those, I'm going to suggest the next step is taking what you wrote down, the 9 or 10 words that you wrote down, or 15 words, see if you could develop a paragraph or sentence, or long sentence, I suggest a paragraph, but something whereby you could tell somebody who you are in 30 to 90 seconds. Tell them who you are. See if you can do it in 30 to 90 seconds about the things that you know how to do, like doing, and enjoy doing. I'm saying if you could do that, that will lead you to enjoyable employment, because once we know what you enjoy doing and know how to do, there's a bunch of people looking for people that would do that. Anyway, so I call that the formula for enjoyable employment, because I believe that when you're doing what you enjoy doing, you are productive. But the benefit is that we can see you doing it in terms of what you enjoy doing. But here's the other secret that I'm going to tell you. When you can do what you enjoy doing, then you can take you wherever else you want to go next. Because once you know how to tell people what you know how to do and enjoy doing and would like to do, they can think of titles or job titles as the work world changes, because titles are created every day. Then we can lead you into things of you doing something whereby we want you to keep doing what you're doing, because that's what makes you productive, that's what makes you happy. But that's our formula, is how you can find employment doing that instead of a job. Anyway, so the job is when you're doing something that you don't want to do, but you're just doing it. Unfortunately, about 80% of our workforce is in that category. You're just doing something. And your employers are paying the brunt of that, trying to motivate you. And you are going through the struggles of having a job doing something that you don't want to do. So I'd like to have you think about that, because this, I believe, will help you get paid for what you enjoy doing and know how to grow from there and go through a lifetime of employment and careers doing things that you do anyway. But we're going to take a short break so that you do hear something from our sponsors. Then we'll get back talking about jobs that you could get during this disaster. And we'll be right back.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Living in America, where they say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be. I think it's time that we find that out for many of you out there, because I believe you have an opportunity to do a lot of what you want to do, because I am giving out a few tips on how you can find employment based on a disaster and recovering from a disaster. Huge way for you to find employment doing what it is that you want to do, because the demand of finding people is so high. Opportune time for you to do what you would like to do. Once you identify what you know how to do, and if you want to do something, you got to tell somebody what you'd like to do, because all they're going to ask you is, what do you know how to do? And they're going to ask you to say, what's your background? And once you tell them your background or what you've done for the other people, then most likely the opportunities for somebody saying, if you've done that for them, and I'd like to have you do this for me, and that's the way of you finding what I call enjoyable employment. But in this case, as an individual, depending on where you live, if you live in Florida, anywhere up and down the East Coast right now, we just had a hurricane go through a few days ago. And large part of the country is all tore up, along with all of the buildings, along with the deaths, the people that got tore up in it, and so on. So it has to be rebuilt. which means that there's a huge opportunity. I'm just going to give you a couple of opportunities in terms of jobs, whereby somebody's going to be looking for people because the manpower that's going to be required to rebuild, most likely employers are not going to be able to meet that need. And it doesn't matter what they do. It's going to be because part of the reason is going to be because we can't find enough workers. That's the first thing. Then we can't find enough good workers. And so obviously, if you're doing what you enjoy doing, you're going to be a better worker than somebody who's just doing it to collect a paycheck. But anyway, so I'm not going to talk about those that just want to do that. But I am going to talk about you out there. If you would like to do something and you've been affected by the disaster, or you see opportunities. There are opportunities in terms of things that you could do to become employed. And so I have a list of some of the things. In the previous show for employers, I mentioned that a CEO or a company can contract with the government or FEMA in order to help to start to rebuild a disaster area. So the contractor gets the contract. However, the contractor is going to need staff, and the staff has got to be able to write job descriptions and say, this is what we're looking for. If you know what you like doing, then you have the upper hand of telling the people what you like to do and knowing how to go to those people, tell them what you know how to do and what you would like to do. Let them figure out whether it's a fit, especially if you're doing what you enjoy doing. Job titles will change. Job descriptions are going to be changing in so many areas. So I'm going to suggest that you look at the title that they're going to be advertising, but more so look at what do they want someone to do. Titles get changed every day. What we want you to do is what we need done. Your job is to say, can you do that? And can you tell the others, how do you know that you can do it? And it should be based on what have you done before. Except it should definitely have something that you have not done before. And the reason you want not to have something, because that's your growth step. That's how you take all of what you have based on what you know how to do and good at doing, and you're bringing that to them because they're looking for a complete worker to do a job that they identified. I mean, so you never want to be able to do all the job because you won't grow. What you want to do is to say what you know how to do and the opportunity to learn something additional so you can take you wherever you want to go in another couple of years. Now, you don't have to go anywhere if they're willing to pay you to keep you. Because I know I would pay to keep good workers. And so I like to have you think about that. If you already know how to do it, it's the wrong job. If you can do most of it, but there's some that you can't do, that's the correct or right job, because that's what you need to be able to tell whoever's willing to talk to you about the job. Is to tell them what you have not done, but what you have done, because what you have not done, again, that's the growth step. That's where you're getting something that you want, and they're getting all of you in terms of walking in the door. So it's very important for you to know what it is that you like doing and know how to do and enjoy doing. Okay, like doing is things that you just like doing. Okay, know how to do means that you know how to do some things, but you don't like them. And enjoy doing are things that you enjoy doing. And it should be anything that pops into your mind that you enjoy doing. It could be, some examples. It could be traveling. It could be talking to people. It could be singing songs, playing jokes. It's whatever turns you on that makes you a human. So many people don't want to tell that to others, and then they suffer not being who they are, trying to be somebody that they aren't anyway. But the bottom line is that we do see you. Anyway, so here are some job titles that are evolving from subcontractors in terms of jobs that they are going to need bodies to help recover from that disaster. So I'd like to have you just think about that. Anyway, so the first one is debris monitors. Okay, now when I was talking about the entrepreneur side of the contractors that do debris removal. Well, there are some jobs where they need somebody to watch what's being removed, and they're willing to hire somebody to do it. So debris monitors are people that's going to oversee that things get moved correctly, put in the right categories, the right places where you got to do, so that this thing here says that to separate things from what happened because of the wind, what happened because of the flood, what happened because of the fire, and know how those different pieces fitted that disaster situation. Anyway, so somebody that knows how to monitor whatever they're going to be removing. Okay, there are going to be opportunities probably for most subcontractors and contractors out there to have someone that can take care of or monitor what it is that they're removing, making sure things are going into the right categories, the right bins, because that's how we're going to be able to track things like that. But that's a position that somebody's going to be willing to hire somebody to fill that position as soon as they can, and most likely that job will involve you watching a lot of workers, being a worker yourself, but your function is to monitor what they're moving and put it into various categories. I don't know all about the job itself, but it's monitoring what has to be removed. So if you like monitoring things like that, if you believe that you can monitor that, I'm going to suggest that you contact any employer that you might know might be looking for that. Now, I'm going to suggest two things. One is, if you know of an employer, which probably is a contractor, that's going to be looking for debris remover, then possibly they're looking for somebody to monitor what's being removed. And that possibly could be you. Now, my suggestion is, if it's a local company, make a phone call and try to find out who does the hiring, and try to find out if someone would meet with you, because you tell them what you'd like to do and what interests you in the job that you know of. And the reason is because you want them to choose you as the monitor. Okay, you can tell them all day long, but if they don't believe you, then you lost. If you tell them what you know how to do and know how enjoy doing, and you know what they're looking to get done, and you say, I believe I can do that, although I haven't done it before, but I know the difference between wind, rain, and fire, yeah, wind, flood, and fire, then you have something that they know that you know what you're talking about. So anyway, that's one job that you may find. You may find it on some of the job search sites. I would not fill out an application and send it in. I mean, that's up to you. The reason being is because it's going to a third party whose job is to find people like you. The leadership role is going to show that you know how to call the company, ask who is looking, and ask some questions, which is going to demonstrate a lot about you willing to learn about that. And if they want you to send a resume, fine. If possible, then you may be able to say, can we meet? Which I'm going to highly suggest. The other reason is because there's a lot of scams going on out there. Okay, a fault of part of our technology that we've jumped on. But because there are a lot of scams that want to represent you, that's the reason why I suggest, if you can, don't fill out an application or something like that and attach your resume. See if you can get in touch with a person. And the reason being is because your job is going to involve you communicating with other people, hopefully. And there's no better way to communicate that by demonstrating that you knowing how to get to the right person in order to find out about the job. And the more people you know, the more people will be able to recommend you to things that you probably never thought of, but they're going to know you, which is not on a piece of paper. They know the actual you. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors, but that's one job that's going to be highly sought after, and I'm pretty sure if you're looking for employment, you can do it. But we'll be right back. Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I attended Gene Hodges' The Hodgepodge Formula class about a week ago. I think the course did an excellent job at helping people identify their skills and abilities, but more specifically, too, to help them see what they could do in the future, the things that they had not identified before, so opening up new possibilities, and just for that alone, it was excellent.
I'm going to highly recommend, suggest that, especially right now, because I'm talking about disaster recovery jobs, jobs that are available based on the disaster that quarter of the country is facing, and based on the hurricane that went through here a few days ago. And there's huge opportunities. And I'm not telling you what the job opportunity title is, I'm telling you the opportunities that are available, some job titles, but the opportunities that are available for almost anyone who's looking for employment, because the need is going to be so great. My only suggestion is to find out, recognize what it is that you like doing and write it down. Okay, recognize what you know how to do, write that down. and recognize what you enjoy doing and write that down so that you have a story to tell somebody in terms of introducing yourself so they get a chance to know who the real human is. But notice I said write down all the things that you know how to do and enjoy doing. I didn't say put in your credentials and your education or anything like that. It's very important to understand the difference between having requirements but not meeting the requirements of the employer. And the things that you like doing, you already like doing it, and probably enough people seen you doing it. Things that you know how to do, you know how to do it. Doesn't mean you like it, but you know how to do it. But the best thing to do is to recognize what turns you on, because the opportunities to find what you want are going to be tremendous. And the only way you can find what you want is when you tell us what you know how to do and like doing and enjoy doing. So that's the formula that I give out. But I'm talking about jobs that are being created based on the disaster. And one of the things that I did not tell you at the start of the show, and I'm just going to mention this now, I worked as a housing inspector for FEMA back in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina went through the southern part of Louisiana. And I worked in the area that was called the Third Ward, which is where the dam broke and flooded, and I don't know, 1,000 or so people got killed. But anyway, I only said that because when you see these videos on TV, it's almost impossible for you to know how large the storm was or is and how much damage did it do, because you can't see that by seeing it on a TV. And so if you were up in a satellite, you could see it. But most of us are not up there, so the view is kind of little. But in that zone that I was in, looking at the all the houses were empty. They were all contaminated. And those that were able to escape left all of their jewelry and artwork, everything, their money, all that sort of stuff. A lot of that stuff was left behind. But we weren't allowed to touch it. But after the water subsided. But I'm saying that because I could ride for 40 minutes and still be in that zone that was affected. Okay, so think of how far you can go in 40 minutes. That's 50, 60 miles an hour. That'll tell you just in one zone how much land mass I had to cover. And that'll give you an idea in terms of how big this disaster is and how big that hurricane was. And many of them are like that. Anyway, but there are jobs available for you to do that. If you like traveling, you like meeting people, like helping people, then becoming an inspector to aid those people that are distressed and all that sort of stuff, that's an ideal job, and it's a fun job. It's a job helping people if you like helping people. But so I'm talking about jobs because there's going to be lots of jobs, an awful lot of jobs available that we will not be able to fulfill because the demand is going to be too great. The difference is I'm trying to say find something based on what you enjoy doing, that you like doing, because when you do that, you're going to do it better. And you'll probably get raises and promotions, plus you'll get hired as a subcontractor or contractor. Now, many of these jobs, you got to go through FEMA, okay, which means you have to register an organization. You have to register with an organization that's called SAM, S-A-M. It stands for System for Award Management. You become a contractor with the government. But they'll help you to fill out the application, all that sort of stuff. You'll find out how much you have and find out what else you need. I mean, but these are some job titles that some of you are familiar with that are going to come up to help meet this need. Anyway, so I mentioned one, that was debris monitors. In order to remove all the debris in order to sort out what goes where. That's a job that would be highly sought after. I don't know how much they're paying, but my only role is to talk about jobs. If you're looking for a job, you've been displaced because of the hurricane itself, you're looking for work, your job is no longer there, all of that applies. But anyway, debris monitor. If you're the type of person that likes picking things apart, sorting things out, that may be an ideal position for you. But if it's based on what you know how to do, what you enjoy doing, always keep that in mind. The worst thing you can do is to do something that you don't want to do because you're not going to do it well. It's just that simple. You can't be productive doing things that you don't like to do. You're productive when you're doing what you enjoy doing. So, anyway, so another job is insurance adjusters. This says insurance adjusters and catastrophic claims representatives. They're going to be needed to process the massive numbers of claims in a short period of time. And sometimes they remain in the disaster for many months to complete the required work. Okay, so imagine being an insurance adjuster, being stationed for 2, 3, 4, 6 months, possibly a year, dealing with all the people that have that need. But that is a position that is available based on that disaster. So these are the opportunities that come out of disasters. Okay, call center representatives. Call centers. Once your phones are on, once the phones in those areas are on or your phone is on, people are going to be calling. So a position of call center representatives is an opportunity if you like working with people. It says in one sentence. If you like working with people, okay, the people that are going to be calling you because they need help, because they've been displaced in probably most cases. That's just one of the things. There could be many other factors, disease, deaths, cuts, bruises, fire. But anyway, they're going to need help. And if you like working with people, call center representatives. Doesn't talk about how much they pay, but it's a title that you can find on some of the job search sites. Make sure you read what they're looking for somebody to do. Because in other words, if you're the kind of person you like working with people, you like meeting different types of people, all ages, all colors, all languages, if you like meeting people that you would like to help, the call center representatives are going to be in a huge demand. Okay, because you got to be in front of the person. You're representing whatever company you're working for. In some cases, you're going to be working directly for FEMA. But either way, you're going to be representing the company in order to get someone else that you can help. Now, many of you don't know this, but the very jobs you may have, I'm not sure if you were aware that you were representing your company or not, because so many of the employers are complaining. And you can go almost out to so many of these stores before a hurricane. Look at how people act. Because no one taught them how to represent their company. However, if you know that, then you make an ideal worker that someone is looking for someone to do. That's going to be in huge demand. Another demand, carpenters, electricians, inspectors are going to be in top demand because all of what has to be rebuilt are going to require at least these three types of additional people. The carpenters, electricians, and inspectors. So if you're the kind of person that likes doing that and you know how to do it and you enjoy doing it, this is going to take time. This thing says years. And I suggested at the start of the show 3, 4, 5 years. being employed, helping people. You may have to travel different places if you enjoy traveling, meeting people, helping people to resolve those types of problems. But and being able to offer the types of assistance that they need, because they're all victims of that disaster. And it's going to be, I don't know what the numbers are, like hundreds of thousands of people that are all in the same place right now. Right now, they're trying to figure out what happened to the world. Never mind the jobs. The jobs are all coming. But I'm going to take a short break right quick so to hear something from our sponsors. But I'm talking about job opportunities that are available right now as we recover from the disaster. But we'll be right back.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
You were saying, you know, how society says we should get a good education and we stress about it and should get good training and all this stuff. So what's the difference between a good education and training?
It's great. Education is the exposure of many things. And so our school or education system gives us the exposure and knowledge of it. Mm-hmm. However, if I told you, I can tell you how to write a resume. Mm-hmm. I can tell you how to hold an interview. Mm-hmm. I can tell you how to go greet someone. Mm-hmm. And it sounds easy with someone standing in front of the class that's mm-hmm. telling you that. Mm-hmm. However, you doing it, it never works that way.
Right.
Which means you got to do it once or twice or three or four times mm-hmm. until it's acceptable. So that's training. Mm-hmm. What we're missing in our educational process is training. There's education everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're missing training. Mm-hmm. And if we got training, the employers would be happy. The educational institutions would be happy because their graduates are really performing. Mm-hmm. What happens is we have a lot of individuals with education and lacking the ability to perform. That's the difference. We focus on training.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen, internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
On the Employment Opportunity Hour, to find what it is that you like doing, so you could find employment that you enjoy, because that's what will make you happy, that's what allow you to grow, plus you'll be productive, and the bottom line is you're probably making a good salary and opportunities for advancement, both salary-wise and promotion-wise. But that's what this Employment Opportunity Hour is all about. I'm talking about jobs that are going to be in demand probably right now based on our hurricane disaster and the recovery that we as a people are going to have to do in order to get back to somewhere to where we recognize what happened to us. And so there are jobs that are going to be available. And my suggestion was is that if you're looking for employment, there's going to be so many jobs available. The difference is I want you to find what you like doing, because somebody's going to be looking for you anyway. Anyway, so I'm giving out ways that you can start to recognize what you like doing or enjoy doing. And I gave out a formula earlier, and that is to do a self-assessment of yourself, and that is to write down between 3 to 5 things that you like doing, and 3 to 5 things that you know how to do, and 3 to 5 things that you enjoy doing, and see if you can do that. I didn't give you any parameters. You'll self-discover a lot about your thinking, as well as following directions. But if you have 3 or 5, if you did that, then you have between 9 and 15 things that you wrote down. Write them down in 1 or 2 words if you can. Anything that's going to trigger your mind. But once you have that, take those very words that you wrote down, see if you can draft a sentence or a paragraph whereby you could introduce yourself to somebody, telling them the things that you wrote down in 30 to 90 seconds. And the reason I say 30 to 90 seconds, because you want to tell the people what you know how to do, enjoy doing, and so that they can think of what you can do, because they can think of titles and you cannot. What you can do is look at titles, but the bottom line is humans create titles. And so so what you want, especially in the case where we must build a workforce to recover whatever has happened to our communities and our cities and all that sort of stuff based on a disaster. So jobs are changed by people who make them up because they're looking for the right people to do so many different functions. So this is a way that you will fit in with what the individual is thinking about. Anyway, so I suggest that if you can, make a phone call. Ask if you can set a meeting. Also suggest that if you're looking on a job site, do not send a resume. Make a call to try to find out if you can get a meeting in person, because decisions get made when people see you. Obviously, if you're one of those kind of people that like working from home, it has its advantages and it has its disadvantages. Okay, the advantages for growth is when other people know you because they can see you. Disadvantage is we don't know who you are if we can't see you, so we can't add on those other opportunities because we don't know any more about you. Anyway, but think about that. But anyway, so I was giving out some job titles that are available right now. Go out on job search sites. There's lots of jobs that are titles that have been generated specifically from this disaster. There's going to be a lot more job titles that are going to be generated because, like I said, humans make up these titles. What you want to look for or read is, what are they looking for somebody to do? Okay, read the responsibilities that they want somebody to do and see whether there's something that you say, I know I can do that, or I would like to do that. Now, one thing to be totally aware of. If you say you can do that, you're probably looking at the wrong job. If you say you can do that except this other piece, that's ideal, because the other piece is your learning step. It's your growth step. And believe me, there are a lot of employers that will employ you for what you already have and give you that growth step. That's going to be how you grow, because 6 months from now or a year from now, you can go somewhere else that you want to go because you have an additional skill, like additional responsibility, and you have experience. So this is how we can pull you into higher level jobs and give you raises and promotions. These jobs that are going to be in high demand, I just mentioned some debris removed, debris monitors, insurance adjusters and catastrophic claim representatives to represent all those companies. They got to go out to all those people. Call center representatives, an opportunity to be in a call center if you like that type of work. Carpenters, electricians, inspectors, all those people who have those experiences, those abilities, or even if you're just coming out of a school that gave you that, there's going to be a huge opportunity to find employment. Anyone who says, I can't find employment, is because they didn't hear what I had to say. And they're looking for the wrong jobs because they're looking to go do something that they don't want to do in the first place. I'm trying to get you to recognize what you find yourself doing, add it on to what you know how to do, and you'll be surprised how many people have the right job title for you. And in this case, it's possible to create jobs because we got to create a workforce. And I'm saying we, the government's going to be part of it, but it's going to be a lot of other individuals and contractors that must create opportunities to have people do things in order to clean up the disaster and then to rebuild on it. So there's going to be a huge opportunity. Anyway, so if you're looking for employment, spread the word, because there's going to be so many opportunities, we're not going to be able to fulfill all of the opportunities. Look at the disaster is that big. We are not going to be able to do it. Second thing, it's going to take 2, 3, 4 years to get it done. And so it might require some travel. It might require a few other things, hotel stays. But the bottom line is, if you can do what you enjoy doing and get that experience, then your career is going to go up and grow, and it will keep growing because you keep adding on to those abilities. But more so, you'll be making more contacts with people who know that you exist. That's the key to many things. People know that you exist, so somebody can recommend you. Anyway, so there are other jobs. There are carpenters, electricians, inspectors. They have to go out to all these neighborhoods and places and just everywhere, wherever people used to be, or maybe they're trapped, they're there, but somebody's got to go out and see all those people. Administration and data entry professionals. We got people that can coordinate the planning and rebuilding of a community. Like it says, of a community. Look at that large. Anyway, so there are opportunities for so many people. And I'd like to have you really think about what it is that you like doing and enjoy doing, because so many people have that position available, and you may not know what the title is. That's why I'm suggesting you look at yourself first in terms of what it is that you know how to do, and then look at what somebody wants done. And are you the type of person that can do it, as well as learn something else so that you add to you? And so when you add to you, somebody else is going to pull you to go do something for them. That's how growth happens. You always want to learn something that you don't know. The worst thing that you can do is think you already know, because there's no growth there. It's probably the truth. You already know how to do that, which means you didn't grow. And anyway, so I'd like to have you really think about that. It's going to happen for a while. We'll be doing a few shows off and on, because as the job titles come up, I'll repeat some of those to you. But anyway, I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's My Way, sung by Frank Sinatra. I want you to know that all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, and know how to do, you literally have been doing it your way already. I'm just trying to get you to know how to put it together so you can go find enjoyable employment, not for a job, but throughout your working career, because we're looking for you. And just go out and tell everybody what you like doing and know how to do. And give us a call anytime and let us know the success that you've had, because it's possible, because you can do it your way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.